ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hands.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
Pedro Fernandez.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 20 years. And straight up, we're talking combat sports, MMA, UFC 161 in the books, folks. We'll talk about that, the entire card, top to bottom. What's happening with UFC 162? Of course, the return of Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships. That is the how can I put this? They call it minor league. I don't call it minor league. I call it an alternative to the UFC, a almost cost-free alternative, because if you have Spike TV, guess what? You get to watch Bellator on Spike TV. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but it wouldn't be that way without your participation. You want to join us on the toll-free? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're tweeting Twitter.com. We're tweeting at Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. And, of course, the show is live always at SportsByline.com and at RingTalk.com as well. So, as I said, 161, UFC 161 in the books. I don't know. I sort of needed, like, MMA Viagra to watch that main event. I'm not in. I'm sorry. I knew going in the fight was going to be, like, a thrilling match. And, obviously, it wasn't the results. We'll talk about that in just a minute right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check the clocks. 8 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Got him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
My mother, the late born Carol Nyring, said it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to UFC 161, Winnipeg, Canada. Good crowd there, but you know, if it's not GSP, Canada and MMA, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is a 42-year-old guy was in the main event, and of course this 42-year-old guy is none other than Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson, of course, had that great win over Mauricio Shogun Rua down last year at the San Jose Shark Tank. Of course, that was, I believe, on USC Fuel TV. And it was an outstanding fight. I mean, it went five rounds, and the fourth and the fifth round, it was like ugly, as Dan Henderson was just getting pounded on the ground. I thought he won the first three rounds, but he was getting pounded and pounded. And, of course, it ended up being a close decision win for Dan Henderson. But that propelled Dan Henderson to another big fight. So he takes on Rashad Evans in the main event of UFC 161. You're right, Rashad being the former light heavyweight 205-pound champion, Henderson being the former 185-pound title holder, I believe, with Strikeforce. Anyway, it was an uneventful main event. We knew this. You knew it going in. It was one of those guys that you like needed Viagra just to buy this. You needed UFC Viagra. Dana White should have little UFC Viagra pills to give to his fans when he comes up with these main events Bigfoot Silva and Cain Velasquez a few weeks ago. Who wants to see that again? After Cain destroyed him, I mean, just when I say destroyed, underline it, put it in bold letters, 18 font. I'm telling you, it was like a major whooping the first time. It was a major whooping the second time. They had no business being in the ring together unless they were shaking hands. They shouldn't have been fighting. I'm talking about Big Silva knocked out twice in two rounds in two successive fights by Cain Velasquez. So why make that a main event? Why make people pay for that, Dana? Yeah, you can put together an outstanding undercard with guys like Glover Teixeira, who I think is like an up-and-coming, possibly the next great. All these up-and-coming talents that are fantastic. A lot of them come out of Brazil. Some come out of the UK. Some come out of the United States. But Glover Teixeira, I think he's worth keeping an eye on. But Rashad Evans beats Dan Henderson at 205 pounds with a split decision, 29-28 twice, and the other judge had it 29-28 for Henderson. Of course, it is a three-round fight. Roy Nelson got beat, unanimous nod. Big country, Stipe Miocic beat him, and Stipe Miocic, I guess, was supposed to beat him, according to some experts, but I always got to go with Big Country. Big Country is just sort of like a heavyweight guy, sort of heavy around the belly, but he's gotten himself in decent shape, and he always comes, and he always gives it all. But last night, it wasn't enough, as he lost across the board 30-27, or three rounds to zip. Some other fights on the card that I thought were pretty good. James Krause beat Sam Stout versus submission. It was a guillotine choke in round number three. Time was 4:47. I don't know where this goes. I really don't. James Krause, I thought Sam Stout was going to win that fight, but James Krause seems to be on the rise. We'll see what happens. Jake Shields, former Strikeforce champion, a crowd favorite, defeated Tyrone Woodley versus a split decision. The one card had Woodley up 30-27. The other two cards were 29-28. featuring Jake Shields. Of course, Jake Shields out of Northern California. But the main event, a snoozer, Rashad Evans, Dan Henderson. And back to Dan Henderson for a minute. The legal cheater. That's what I call him. I'm not whispering it. I'm saying it out loud. He is a legal cheat. Why? Because he gets to take testosterone replacement therapy. Okay, that's like rolling the clock back on your body 10, 15 years. I kid you not. Dave Meltzer will tell you if he'll be here in a few. He will be here in a few minutes. He talked about that. When guys 40 years old take this testosterone replacement therapy because they've destroyed their ability to produce testosterone on their own by taking anabolic steroids, okay? So they get to have these supplements, and these supplements turn a 40-year-old guy into like a 25-year-old guy. Well, thank God, thank goodness last night, it wasn't enough. As Dan Henderson was beaten, he's 42 years old. He's got a 2-fight losing streak, I believe. So hopefully, you know, he'll be gone right off into the sunset. All these guys on this legalized steroids, this testosterone replacement therapy, all these guys, they got to be banned. They've got to be run out. You know, and I think the first time you get popped, boom, you're gone. Because this is not baseball. This is not football. This is not tennis. Oh, football is deadly. This is not tennis, okay? This is not baseball or tennis or golf, where steroids, so what? You're not going to hurt anybody, okay? But this is a fighting game. And whether you're boxing or whether you're fighting in MMA, if you're taking anabolic steroids and or EPO, of course, Shane Mosley admitted to that, taking both, the clear of the cream, supplied by Mr. Victor Conti down there when Conti was running that Balco Labs, of course, down there in Burlingame, California. Of course, the Fed shut him down and took away gold medals from people like Marion Jones and, of course, the Olympic gold medal there. She went to jail for not telling the truth to the Balco grand jury. And, you know, all these guys have been part of a world that people don't want to talk about in the world of combat sports. They don't want to talk about in the world of sports, and it is steroids. And now what we're saying is, you know, if you destroyed your ability to produce testosterone, guess what? We're going to allow you to take artificial testosterone because we think you need it. No, you don't need it. If you cheated yourself, if you cheated and tried to get this edge early on and you don't have it anymore, guess what? You've lost it. You don't deserve it. Bottom line is, Dan Henderson, may you ride off in the sunset with all the guys that take testosterone replacement therapy. And I know it's legal, but that doesn't make it right. That just doesn't make it right. Speaking of making it right, Madison Square Garden, it looks like it's got another 15-year lease. It looks like the city of New York wants it to move. It's on top of Grand Central Station. So the mecca of boxing, and of course, eventually, it'll be the mecca of MMA if they ever get that union thing settled. Of course, the restaurant workers union, I believe, in New York City is so against the UFC and the Fertitta brothers. Of course, the Fertitta brothers own these station casinos in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're non-union shops, and they don't want the UFC in New York because it's a non-union company. Guess what? They've kept them out of New York for the most part thus far. They really have. So when the UFC does eventually make it in New York, it will be like a monumental event at Madison Square Garden, no question about it. The mecca of boxing, soon to be, if they give them the opportunity, the mecca, as far as the East Coast is concerned, the mecca of MMA. Of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, now the mecca of boxing, and of course, now the mecca of both MMA and boxing. Bottom line is, you want to go see a big fight these days? You fly to Vegas. You don't fly to New York. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC 162 right around the corner. Of course, that is on July the 6th, live from Las Vegas, the middleweight championship on the line with the soon-to-be ex-champion, the Spider, Anderson Silva. Anderson, you're going to get knocked out. You're going to get beaten down. You're going to get drubbed by Mr. Chris Weidman. And, of course, you can go on and fight Roy Jones because Roy Jones and you both at that point will be has-beens come July 7th. So sign the contract to fight Roy. I know Dana White's going to get upset, but guess what? You won't have to worry about Dana White anymore because you will have lost your UFC title. And if you want to walk away at that point in time, you can and become a boxer. But you got knocked out before as a boxer. So you got two knockouts you're looking at, possibly. The first knockout seems certain. I think that if he doesn't get knocked out, he'll get submitted. I think Chris Weidman is a better wrestler on the ground. The Spider Silva, of course, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. But Weidman took out that NCAA wrestling champion, national wrestling champion, Mark Munoz, last year. Never lost a second of the fight to him, okay? And just took him out. So he can destroy that guy's wrestling base. He's got a better base than him. He's probably got the best wrestling base in the division, if not in the world of MMA right now. I'm talking about the soon-to-be great Chris Weidman, now 9-0. Never been taken off his feet. Imagine that. An MMA fighter with 9 fights, never been off his feet, and he's fighting world-class guys now. He's going to fight for the world middleweight championship against the longest-running UFC champion in history, Anderson, soon to be the wingless spider, Silva, come July the 6th. Check it out. It's on pay-per-view. That one, I think, is worth buying. So, Dana, you have my stamp of approval on the main event for UFC 162. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking MMA this hour. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. This is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. She told me it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman.
Wednesday, the mighty Tower of Power coming to town. It was a fabulous night. Everybody enjoyed it. And I want to thank, of course, my man Jack Hyland, the road manager, the fabulous road manager for the baddest soul band in the world, Tower of Power. Check out my work with Tower of Power and the Message Board, Pedro's Song of the Month, and concert reviews at towerofpower.com. USC 162, I can smell it. It's on the way, folks, July 6th. July 5th and 6th will actually be the Fan Expo. So it's going to be the biggest weekend in MMA history, of course, as far as the year is concerned. I mean, all the fans will be there. The fighters will be there. The groupies will be there. The girls will be there. The guys will be saying, damn, never seen so many girls in my life, like clinging. Let me take a picture. That's what this is going to be all about. You can take pictures with these guys. It'll be up close and personal. That's what this Fan Expo is all about. That'll be July 5th and 6th. Of course, July 4th is right there. So if you wanted, the way I would do Vegas, if there's any rooms left, I would do like check in like Wednesday night, like stroll on into town Wednesday night, say Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, spend four nights and get out of town on Sunday. Of course, culminating with USC 162. And it's going to be one hell of a card. Anderson Silva, 33-4, the longest running UFC champion in history, the Spider. Okay, what can I say? People think he's a god. Well, guess what? He's about to get crucified, because I think he's taking on Chris Weidman, who's 9-0, 6'2". Both these guys are the same height, 185 pounds, both of them weighed in. As I said, Weidman's got that great wrestling base. He's got some jiu-jitsu skills. He's a submission artist. I mean, he's some guy. I think he can fight standing up. He can fight on the floor. He can out-wrestle you. I just think he's dangerous, and I think he's so dangerous that Anderson Silva will be upset come July the 6th. Of course, that is the culmination of this big Fan Expo, July 5th and 6th, the Thursday. July 4th will be the 4th, the 5th will be Friday, and the 5th and the 6th, of course, is this big Fan Expo, and then the card that night. Frankie Edgar's on the card, too, the former lightweight champion, formerly at 155 pounds, lost his title to Benson Henderson, and, of course, lost the rematch as well. Benson, one of my buddies, got his autograph out here on the walls of the Sports Byline Studios when he appeared here, I guess, about 3 or 4 months ago. 14-4-1 is Frankie Edgar. Stands about 5'6", a little short guy, like a fire plug. Charles Oliveira, 16-3, won no contest. He stands 5'10". You got to figure Frank Edgar's going to win this fight. I really think he is. I just think he's a better fighter. But making this weight, 145, always a question mark. I mean, yeah, he says he was putting on weight or not struggling to make 155. Now he has to cut weight a little bit to make 145. But you never know. You never know what it's like when these guys take off weight, because sometimes they bring it, sometimes they don't. Tim Kennedy against Roger Gracie, one of the Gracie families. He's 6-1. Is Roger 6'4"? He's a middleweight, 185 pounds, and Tim Kennedy is 15-4. Cub Swanson, this guy's got more tattoos than you can imagine. 19-5 doesn't mean he can fight. Taking on, but he can a little bit. 21-8. Dennis Siver, Mark Munoz. Remember I mentioned him? He got lit up like the White House Christmas tree by the next middleweight champion in the world, Chris Weidman, last year at the San Jose HP Pavilion, better known as the Shark Tank. Mark Moon is now 12-3. Hey, Mark! I was the only guy that said he wasn't going to win that night. I thought I was all alone on Press Row, folks. All by myself. All these guys pick Munoz to win this fight. I pick Weidman. So it was like 16 or 17-1. I went, yikes, maybe I'm on the wrong page here. But my guy went out there and never lost a second of the fight. That's why I think, based on that, his wrestling experience, the fact that Anderson Silva is getting long in the tooth, I think that he will upset Anderson Silva, as I said, once again, for the World Middleweight Championship, July the 6th, only on pay-per-view, live from Las Vegas. That is the culmination of UFC Fan Expo for 2013. Munoz taking on the always tough Tim Botch. It's never a wash when you get in the ring with this guy. He's just not. He's 16-5. He's a bit of an animal, 185 pounds. He doesn't do anything super great, but he does everything well. Well enough to be 16-5 and a pretty elite fighter, a pretty good fighter as far as his being in the middleweight division is concerned. Is he the gatekeeper at 185? He may be. Chris Lebben's beyond the card. Chris Lebben now 22-9, taking on Andrew Craig. A couple of names on the card. Edson Barboza, 11-1. They say this is a lightweight to watch out for. He's got a terrific-looking body. Let's see if he can fight. He's 11-1, taking on Rafaela Oliveira. He's 15-5. And Gabriel Gonzaga. Man, Gabriel was like, he was considered like the next heavyweight champion. I mean, he was going to be around for a long, long, long time. Guess what? He wasn't. 14-7 now, taking on Dave Herman, 21-5. 6'1", 242 pounds. Therein lies the problem. 6'1", 242 pounds. In fact, somebody I know told me 3 months ago that they were going to get in shape, and they were 218 pounds, right? So I called yesterday, and the guy's evidently been training for 3 months, and I asked him what he weighed. You're not going to believe this, folks. He said 215 pounds. So from a guy that could lose 50 pounds, myself, and recently, to a guy that's younger than me and can't lose but 3 pounds in 3 months, what's he training? Where's he training at? Jack in the Box? Anyway, Edson Barboza, guy to keep an eye on. He is, of course, on the card at 155 pounds. And this guy, this may be a guy that's a potential challenger for Benson Henderson. Of course, Benson Henderson is thought to be unbeatable. Listen, every time you think a guy is thought to be unbeatable, he gets beat. It happens in boxing. It happens on boxing. It happens in MMA. It can happen so many different ways in the world of MMA. Submission, points, knockout, disqualification, you know, all these different ways to win and lose, that it's sort of hard to stay undefeated. It's sort of hard. Even if you're that good, if you make one mistake and you get in the wrong way and some guy gets you in an ankle lock, what are you going to do? Be like Don Fry and just not give up? Remember that? Don Fry took on Ken Shamrock over in Japan. It was a pride fight over in Japan many years ago. And I think Shamrock locked him up in that ankle lock. You know, when Ken locks that ankle lock on you, man, it's like, it's over, okay? And he broke Don Fry's leg in two spots. Two or three spots with stress fractures. And Fry wouldn't tap out. He wouldn't give up. Good Lord, think about that. I don't care if he was on steroids or not. That is, like, good Lord. Had his leg broken three spots and would not give up, would not tap out. Ken Shamrock. Man, that was one hell of a fight. Ken Shamrock could rock back in the day. Of course, he's like 49 years old. And he's still fighting. I think he's now going to try to fight across the pond. It's too bad. Too bad he couldn't go back into the world of pro wrestling. But you know what he told me one time? That the schedule and the world in pro wrestling was tougher on the body than the world of UFC. In the world of real MMA, I don't think so. I think that's sort of hard to believe. UFC 162, that is going down, of course, I said, on July the 6th. Now, Bellator. Bellator is coming back. And this is important news because Bellator, of course, is like the second guy, the B guy, as far as a lot of people are concerned. But they come back June 19th, Bellator MMA, the light heavyweight semifinals. That'll be in Thackerville, Oklahoma at the Windstar World Casino. You know, I've done casinos in Shawnee and all that kind of good stuff. You wouldn't believe what some of these casinos look like across the country, folks. You see a picture of them on TV, they show you the front door, and they show you the inside of the arena and people sitting there. But that's the entire casino. That's it. And then Wednesday, July 31st, Bellator comes back. Let's check out the entire Bellator schedule. June 18th, they go at the weigh-ins. And this is the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma. You can watch that on Bellator.com. Of course, they go with the card the following night. But they go back to Spike TV. It will be the light heavyweight semifinals. Speaking of light heavyweights, guess who just signed with them? Quentin Rampage Jackson. I don't know how much Rampage is left in Jackson. Of course, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, a former Pride star. I mean, man, when Rampage was on, Rampage was like a monster, just a monster at 205 pounds. Okay? But he signed with Bellator and Bjorn Rebney, the CEO. And, of course, they are doing the Spike TV thing with the TNA Wrestling. I saw him on TNA Wrestling this past week trying to get a match like with Kurt Angle or something like that. So he's playing both sides of the coin. I guess he's trying to make some money. And Quentin Rampage Jackson is a perfect character for professional wrestling. I mean, when he does that dog act, he's got the chain around his neck, all that kind of good stuff. And, of course, Spike TV coming back with UFC. And this is really, really good news, folks. Spike TV's got to come back, and it's got to come back solid like it did in the early this baptism they had from January, like, to May. I mean, it was just they were phenomenal cards in that they were delivering knockouts. Some of the fights were real competitive. Some of the fights were just like, boom, you went in there, you had a guy that was like, maybe a B-plus fighter and guy that's maybe a C fighter. And, you know, the B-plus fighter, boom, prevailed. That's life, okay? You're going to have those type of fights. But that's what people like. People don't like these strategic matches. They don't want to watch MMA. They don't want to watch some guys crawl around on the ground and wrestle each other and this and that and look for moves. None of that. They want to see submissions. They want to see knockouts. They want to see blows landed. They want to see kicks landed. They want to see impact. And you can't get the impact wrestling around on the ground. That's why you're seeing less and less ground wrestling in the world of MMA. Guys are getting their act together. Not too many guys are dragging you to the ground and doing the boring thing anymore. It just don't work. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Twitter.com using the # ringtalk. And, of course, you can always check us out via the snail email now. Ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Live worldwide, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing. Peyton Manning shares the secret to a quarterback's success. And Jerry Rice gives this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And there's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
This rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews is now available. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
If what you're looking for is real loving.
I don't know how to come back after that. Seriously, Ronda Rousey would kill me. Of course, this is the great L.J. Reynolds, Detroit, Michigan, lead singer of the Mighty Dramatics. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. L.J., what's happening in Motown? I think it'll be L.J. that calls you. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, mixed martial arts, and once on occasion, we talk a little professional wrestling as well. Okay, as I said, Bellator is ready to rock. UFC 162 going down. Madison Square Garden, that's a bit crazy, isn't it? I mean, talking about moving Madison Square Garden, speaking of something crazy, about 30 years ago, in January of 1983 in Syracuse, New York, remember Jimmy Snuka, the Superfly Snuka, the wrestler? Anyway, he beat his girlfriend to death, and somehow he skated. Vince McMahon Sr. is like worked it with the cops or something like that, and he ended up skated on it. And, of course, he wrote his bio this year, and it didn't sort of jive out with the way people, some people think it should, okay? So they're possibly talking about, like, going after Jimmy Fly Snuka again, once maybe criminally, okay? He should have went to jail back then, but he was a superstar wrestler, probably on top of the world, one of the most gifted athletic specimens you'll ever see in your life. Definitely some vitamins there, but he used to jump off the top rope, the top cage, top of a cage onto a guy, like 20 feet in the air, and just come down and, like, do a splash on him. That was amazing. But the bottom line was he murdered this woman. In my mind, I mean, I read the book by Munchnick. I'm telling you, I just think that was really hokey, okay? And he should have went to jail for that one. Her name was Argentino, and she was a nice lady. She was only 30 years old. Nancy Argentino, 30 years old. Of course, she traveled around with Snuka. She was like his mistress. And she didn't know that he was married. Yeah, right. Do you think? I don't know about that. Most girls should know when a guy is married, right? I mean, married guys have to, like, call home once in a while, you know, something like that. Maybe they didn't have cell phones back then. But the bottom line is Jimmy Superfly Snuka benefited, no question about that, with the promotional pull and the money and play put forth by Vince McMahon Sr. Had not, I think he'd be in the world of he'd be in jail right now, no question about that. Pat Barry, as I told you, my main man, UFC 161, got knocked out last night. Got to get Pat on the show in a few weeks. Pat will talk about it. Pat will tell you. You know, he's been on Pat's one of those guys that goes out there and lives or dies. He lives or dies by the knockout. Okay, that's just the way it goes down. Last night, he died by the knockout. But the bottom line was, he'll be back, he'll do his thing again, and he's entertaining. And I think he got a big bonus last night and be involved with the knockout of the night. I think you do get a bonus for that. Don't both guys get a bonus? The guy that got knocked out and the guy that gets knocked out? I think so. I got to ask him about that. But it was a fantastic fight as far as that was concerned. The main event, not so good. We talked about that. It shouldn't have been a main event as far as UFC 161 is concerned. You can't expect people to pay $70 for that. I don't think you can pay if they want to watch it in HD. And what's the story on that? All the televisions they sell now are HD. So what are you trying to tell me? You see the irony there? Is you've got to pay like $25 extra for HD, but yet that's the television you've got. That's the television you buy. Don't you think when you buy that television, you should have HD pictures? Don't you think those cable companies should just give it up? But they got to charge you $20 more? Man, when they got you, they got you. But July 6th, that's the day I want you to spend some money as far as pay-per-view is concerned, because you will see, like, the upset of the century and the minds of many, the wise ones, all right, the wise guys. Some of these guys saying, Pedro, you don't know what you're talking about. Kyle Kingsbury, he doesn't know what he's talking about either. Other MMA fighters, we're calling for this great upset. We're expecting this great upset. And we don't think it's that great of an upset. We think that's how much we think about the ability of Chris Weidman. As I said, 9-0. Never been off his feet. Never been off his feet in 9 fights. I mean, never. What do you guys say? He's untouched, unscathed. And guess what? I mean, I think that Anderson Silva may get him off his feet. I think it'll be a good fight, but I think at the end of the day, I think the youth and the skills of Mr. Weidman will be enough to carry him on to the World Middleweight Championship. Of course, that's UFC 162, and this is one I think you really should buy for the main event. I buy fight cards for the main event. Even though I'm a fight fan, okay, I still buy them for the main event. If I'm going to watch a card, it's the main event that entices me. I mean, guys like Glover Teixeira on the undercard, I mean, that kind of stuff will get me going. Okay, no question about that. I think Glover's a guy that you've really got to watch. I mentioned that name time and time again because Kyle Kingsbury, the aforementioned MMA expert, the light heavyweight in the UFC division, told me that nobody has ever hit him harder. And he's sparred with guys like Cain Velasquez time and time. I mean, they're stablemates, so they spar all the time. Okay, Daniel Cormier, okay, but he's never been harder than he was by Mr. Teixeira. Teixeira can crack, no question about that. Hasn't lost a fight since 2005. I think he's the guy to watch in light heavyweight division. The light heavyweight division currently ran by the man that listens to us on 3WE. Talk about the light heavyweight champion of the world, Atlanta GA's very own John Jones. John, I wish you well, but, you know, eventually, you're going to meet Glover Teixeira, and I think that's going to be your challenge. Of course, Alex Gustafsson, not so much of a challenge, I don't think. Of course, the once-beaten Swede, the kid that can sell all those tickets across the pond, but, you know, people here in the U.S. don't know him for much, so he's really not going to be a main event participant in Las Vegas, you would think. But, see, here's the flip side of that. He can be, because now it's all about pay-per-view. So if they have an Irishman or an Englishman or an Italian or anybody from a foreign country that has pay-per-view, Mexican, okay, if they have them in a main event here in the United States, I mean, the live promoters really don't care about the live gate. That's going to get filled if the fight card's pretty good. And if it isn't, you'll paper the house and you'll make it look filled. But you're going to make your money on the pay-per-view. That's where these guys make their money. And somebody asked me the other day, well, how does that work? How does that pay-per-view thing work? I mean, if they charge $50 for a fight, how does that $50 get split up? Okay, let's go. Let's break this down for you. $50 pay-per-view, $49.99. Let's call it $50. $50 pay-per-view. Boom. Let's split it right away, half and half. Half goes to the promoter, half goes to the cable company. All right, there's done. So there's 50% of that $25 is left. $25 is left, okay? Then you've got to split that up with the fighters. Okay, the promoter gets his share. You know, other things, other entities have to be paid. But at the end of the day, that's where all the money comes from. Pay-per-view, the international pay-per-view, even more now with the countries coming on board. I mean, let me tell you, this Tyson Fury-David Haye fight I talked about in boxing in hour number one in the UK, these two heavyweights, that fight will probably do 2 million homes on pay-per-view. I kid you. Now, watch that. 2-3 million homes in the UK. They're ready. They're biting at the bit for great pay-per-view in the United Kingdom. And guess what? They're ready to rock with it, and we'll see what happens. But I'm telling you, I think that David Price and Tyson Fury, those two big heavyweights, eventually got to hook it up. But they got to win their upcoming fights. Of course, that's boxing. Let's go back to the world of UFC. They Cain Velasquez, they're talking about him at the end of the year, coming back with another heavyweight title defense. I'm not all that thrilled with him. I think he's got to go out there, and maybe Cain's so good that he's got to do something like beat two guys in a night. I know that's impossible, but, I mean, maybe that's how good he is. Maybe that's how good he is. I mean, think about it. Hey, speaking of thinking about this, Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate have been going absolutely nuts as far as building up this upcoming Ultimate Fighter series. I thought it was Kat Zagano, but the Kat suffered a knee injury, so she's out, and Miesha Tate is in. And Miesha's like, she talks a lot of smack. Of course, Ronda Rousey beat her in a fight. I think Miesha lasted almost 5 minutes and then had to get stopped on that arm bar. Of course, the great arm bar of Ronda Rousey has rendered her basically untouchable, undefeated. But, you know, she's tough. She's beautiful, but she's tough, and she brings it, okay? And now she's going to rematch with Miesha Tate at the end of this Ultimate Fighter series. Of course, that'll be on some type of pay-per-view because that's what Ronda's all about. Now, Ronda's a pay-per-view attraction. Probably, I think, eventually, if she's handled the right way and she continues to win, I think she'll be the hottest pay-per-view item as far as combat sports are concerned. Why? Because she'll bring the crossover. She'll bring people like Barbara over to watch, you know, the UFC because there's a chick fight. All of a sudden, you know, chicks that don't want to watch fighting, chicks that want to know nothing. Oh, it's too brutal. Oh, two women fighting. Yeah, I'll take a look at that. And two good-looking women. Miesha Tate's nothing hard. She's not hard to look at all, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, and Ronda, as I said, is like charming, putting it nicely. She's very sexy and charming. Okay, so you've got these two women going at it in a pay-per-view later this year, probably in September or August, of course. But the Ultimate Fighter, the new series, they're taping that, and these girls are going off the chain at each other. Of course, they're the coaches of opposite teams, and this is cool. You've got chicks in the house, the Ultimate Fighter house, of course. This is something they do as a reality TV show, and I think they're going to do this on Fox Sports 1. Can somebody – nobody's been able to tell me what Fox Sports 1 is. I still don't know. I was trying to get Dave Meltzer on the show, but we messed up schedules here, but I want him to tell me. He might know what Fox – he knows what Fox Sports 1 is. Dave knows it all. There's nothing – I don't think there's anything I've ever been able to throw at Dave that he hasn't been able to answer, or he hasn't got back to me within a couple of minutes and said, by the way, this is it. That he's just a human encyclopedia when it comes to the world of combat sports. Of course, you can check out the show that he started, the Wrestling Observer radio show, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Or better yet, just go to the WrestlingObserver.com and subscribe to that newsletter. You can get it via online or you can like get a hard copy. I get the hard copy, folks, and it takes me like an hour, hour and a half if I read the whole thing. It's 50,000 words, and it's like the latest. As far as combat sports is concerned, UFC, MMA, pro wrestling, he's got some boxing news in there. He's got the ratings, man. Davis just covers it from A to Z. You really don't need, if you're an MMA fan, I'll say this without question, you really don't need anything other than the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. One segment to go, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power. You are tuned to the longest running fight show on history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Remember the Olympic Committee talked about pulling wrestling from the 2020 Olympics? Wrestling, the first sport that was ever in the Olympics, the first sport ever to like ever to be. Man against man, the most primitive of sports, the longest. I mean, come on, man. The cavemen were doing this, okay? So here's what's up. They're going to make a decision in September, the International Olympic Committee, as to whether wrestling's going to come back or squash is going to come back, and maybe the combination of men's baseball and women's softball. So right there, I have a feeling that softball is going to win out. I think that's just like, you know, the yuppie type of thing, and it'll probably get better ratings with that as far as the TV is concerned. And I think that popularity is probably going to prevail over what's right, okay? And unfortunately, that's probably going to happen. But I look for, unless there's some dramatic turnaround, there won't be Olympic wrestling anymore. It just ain't going to happen. Once again, going in, back to the results of UFC 161, Rashad Evans over Dan Henderson, split decision there. Roy Nelson lost a unanimous nod to Stipe Miocic. Ryan Jimmo and Igor, I love this guy's name, Porochik, okay? Ryan won. Anyway, third-round decision. And Alexis Davis and Rosie Saxon, there was a unanimous nod as well. And, of course, Pat Barry being stopped by Sean Jordan in the first round. Sean Jordan, pretty good fighter. Pat Barry, pretty good fighter as well. As I said, Pat lives or dies by the knockout. And last night, he died by the knockout. He landed two punches, and Jordan lasted 10 punches, 10 strikes, and it was enough to call it a day at 59 seconds of the round. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour in which we preview that weekend's sporting lineup. Of course, we're talking about boxing and MMA. And then we come back on Sunday, the two-hour show, the first hour on boxing, the second hour on MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's 2 hours. On Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then an hour on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And guess what? You can catch all the shows delayed on the website, ringtalk.com. That's ringtalk.com. Of course, we've got the latest on boxing and MMA. My man, Jason Nava, I want to thank him for appearing with me in hour number one. And don't forget, you can always drop me an email. People say to me, you know, I'd like to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you on air. Then, well, send me an email, ringtalk, one word, ringtalk, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Well, UFC 162 right around the corner. UFC 161 is now toast, and I mean it is toast. It's over with that lackluster main event, Henderson and Rashad Evans. You know, Rashad just doesn't have the fire anymore. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Without the fire, he just can't do it. He's got to be fired up. He's not fired up. It's like he's lackadaisical, like he's smoking weed or taking Valium in the dressing room or something. Just doesn't seem to be into it anymore. So I think Rashad is going to be done. And I think Rashad right now is a prime opponent for Glover Teixeira. Glover, take care of Rashad. Take him out. And then you can step up and become the real threat at 205 pounds. And guess what? I think Glover's got enough stones where he'd be willing to go over there to Stockholm, Sweden, and take on Alex Gustafsson. Let those two guys duke it out. Gustafsson, a once-beaten guy as well. Let those two guys hook it up, and it will be a hell of an event. They'll sell like 4 or 5 million bucks for the tickets. They sold $2.5 million worth of tickets in less than a week last time. They had too small of an arena, okay? And then Gustafsson got hurt and didn't fight. He got hurt like a week before the fight, okay? But if they do Gustafsson and Teixeira, and they can do a pay-per-view over there, guess what? Enough people watch it over here to make it a success. And Glover Teixeira, I think, is the next rage at 205 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Our next show, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, don't forget the website, RingTalk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Until next time, much peace, much respect. And don't forget, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.